2:03. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children, gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins, and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the sixth Sunday of Easter as we chant the intro.
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me.
True God on high be glory. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 16. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in the city some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gates to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 67 by whole verse.
May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us.
Gates, 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the son of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day. And there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world in going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things. Do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess together the Nicene Creed, page 206.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and who
crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. Now I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 663. Tribulation and woe. How are you handling those tribulations? Where can you get strength to overcome those tribulations? Tribulations fall upon all of us, upon all mankind, and we will see unique tribulations for those who are Christians. During these 50 days between Easter and Ascension, as we come here this Thursday to celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, for 40 days, all the convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead, showing the hands and the marks in his hands and side. He ate with them, gave them the catch of fish, had breakfast with them. Then, after 40 days, ascended to the right hand of God as our intercessor and mediator. And then 10 days later, this year on June 5th, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost so that we can have faith. During these 40 days and the 50 days to Pentecost, we know this. Jesus lived in the same world we are living in. He has credibility when he says, "In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Take heart, for I have overcome the world." So let's first of all consider the tribulations of this world. Then, how God the Father sent his Son from heaven to earth, who then returned to heaven in his ascension and gives us love, truth, and peace. And then finally, in the name of the Holy Trinity, we can pray and through Jesus overcome the tribulations of this world. We begin with the tribulations of this world. There are two types of tribulation. There's tribulation that comes upon all mankind because of our original sin. Because of sin, death, and the devil, the common afflictions and woes and tribulations that come to all people. But there's also the tribulations that come because of faithfulness to the Word of God as Christians. And we consider both of these. First, the tribulations of this world because of sin, death, and the devil. Because we have inherited our old Adam from our parents Adam and Eve, just like the disciples, people are confused. We are confused sometimes as to what Christ is saying. The disciples were confused by the many parables of Jesus. He says, "Do you really believe?" Because of their old Adam, he's foretelling that when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, they would all be scattered, run away, and leave Jesus all alone in the garden. Part of the tribulations of this world is that we still wrestle against our old Adam, our sinful flesh, just like the disciples did. You see, the tribulations of this world are experienced by everyone, not just Christians. The tribulations include sicknesses and disease and death and violence and sadness and wickedness and tragedy and despair and failure and selfishness and depression and sorrow and disobedience to the will of God. These come falling down upon all of mankind. The tribulations of this world are well known to all of us. And everyone in this room has a different tribulation from the person sitting next to you. But there's also the tribulations we have because of our faithfulness to the Word of God as Christians. We believe that Jesus did come from God. The world does not. We believe Jesus alone is the way that we can pray to the Heavenly Father. The world does not believe that. We believe that in Jesus we have peace with God the Father. The world does not believe that. In this sinful world, all kinds of tribulations come down upon Christians because of being faithful to the Word of God. We will be persecuted. We will be castigated. We will be mocked and hated for the gospel of Christ, Jesus said. This tribulation comes upon the church when we proclaim that the Bible is an inerrant word of God without error in all its parts. And we are mocked for that. We hold forth that human life begins at conception, and we must defend the life of the unborn child in the womb at all costs, and we'll be hated for that. We proclaim that we do know what a man and a woman is. God has made us male and female, and we will be castigated for that. We proclaim God created marriage. We know exactly what marriage is. A man and a woman joined together in Christ. We know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only Son from the Father and the only way to God the Father. And the world calls us bigots. And we hold that the moral law, the Ten Commandments, still apply today. And the world says, no, you can do what you want with no repercussions. At various times in our lives, when we've been faithful to the Word of God, we're going to see more and more of this in the future, because the darkness of the world is trying to strangle the church. As we proclaim the light of Christ, we will experience tribulation, and that is our honor to be persecuted for the cause of Christ. Yes, the tribulations of this world, common to all mankind, we experience. But we also experience the tribulation of being faithful to the Word of God. The Lord will help us in both types of tribulation. Secondly, we consider how the Father sent the Son from heaven to earth, and then the Son went from earth back to heaven, and gives us love, joy, and peace in the midst a tribulation. The Father and the Son are one. Jesus is the Son of God. He says, if you ask in my Father's name, and spoke plainly to us who the Father is. The Father sent the Son from heaven. Jesus said he's going to return from earth back to heaven. He's referring to his ascension. The Easter season is the rejoicing in the finished work of our redemption. Christ was crucified in our place, and the work is finished. He became sin for us, and he gives us his righteousness. He suffered under the wrath of God so that we can live under the mercy of God. He was crucified in our place so that we can live in him. To be justified by grace through faith, to be declared righteous in the sight of God the Father, is because of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us. And the guarantee of our inheritance is his glorious resurrection from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of God, and he is our intercessor before the throne of grace. And we can bring all of our prayers to him through Christ Jesus. It is this Jesus whose ascension we celebrate this Thursday, who gives us love, truth, and joy. Ask and pray in the Father's name, and he will give it to you. The world is looking for love, truth, and joy. And in the words of the country song, they're looking for it in all the wrong places. People look for love, truth, and joy in the world around them, in their circumstances. Love, truth, and joy can only come in Jesus. He says, ask and you will receive, your joy may be full. In the Father's love, he says, we can speak directly to the Father through the Holy Spirit. Jesus proclaims, you have love, truth, and joy in me. God's love is found in the person of Christ. God's truth is found in the person of Christ. God's joy is found in Jesus. And the world cannot take this away from you. The faith and the love that's given to you comes to you through the means of grace. It comes to you in a very tangible way, through the preaching of the Word to your ears, when you are taught and read the Word yourself, when you are baptized with water and Word, when you hear the words of absolution from the pastor, and you, when you receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, in a very real way, you are tasting the love and the truth of Jesus Christ. Even though he's ascended to the right hand of God, he fills the whole universe with his presence. And he is present with us, where word, water, bread and wine, and the word of God proclaims he's truly with us. So yes, we live in a world of tribulation, but the Father, through the Son, has given us love, truth, and joy. How do we, in the name of Jesus, pray, and in the Holy Trinity, we can overcome this world? Jesus says, I have overcome the world. This is an amazing statement. Later in the end of Matthew, he says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. He has overcome this world. We get a vision in the scene, the book of Revelation this morning. Jesus is overcome. He is the Lamb sitting upon the throne. And the church is his bride in heaven at the heavenly banquet and feast. In heaven, the glory of God, John said, shines like radiance, like light, like pearls, like gold that is clear as glass. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb upon the throne, eternal light and life and glory through the Holy Spirit. This is the picture of heaven. It's why we want to go to heaven, because of the beauty and the light, the eternal life that is there, where we eat from the tree of life and drink from the river of life forever. This is the proof that Jesus has overcome the world. He has prepared this place for us. Therefore, he says, take heart. Some of you, when you memorize this verse as a child, in the old King James, it was, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Take heart, for I have overcome the world. Why? Because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. This is the doctrine of election and predestination, which is tremendous comfort, which means you've come to faith here in time because God chose you in eternity. Now, a lot of people have this exactly backwards. A lot of people think that this means when you make your decision for Jesus and give him your heart, then he writes your name in his book. That's exactly wrong. Rather, because your name was written in the book of life in eternity, you have come to faith here in time. It's a comfort for you to know the reason you have faith in Christ is your name was written in the Lamb's book of life. And he has used the means of grace to bring you to faith. What a comfort to know that in Christ, through faith in his name, your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. We will come to this holy city of Jerusalem, of jasper and crystal. You notice that both the Old Testament and the New Testament church is there. The gates have the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. The Old Testament church, the foundations have the names of the 12 apostles, the new Israel, the new church. The church, made up of those from the beginning of time to the end of time, walk in the light. The gates are open. There's no night. Purity, holiness, serenity, peace, and endless rejoicing. Christ has not only overcome this world, but he has promised us that we will come into that paradise before the triune God. So in conclusion, my friends, despite the world's tribulations, in Jesus we have joy and truth and love. The Lamb in his kingdom is our light, our glory, and our lamp. During these 40 days of Easter, as we draw closer to Ascension this Thursday, the crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord makes us clean and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So do not give up. Do not despair. Focus your life on Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, and the means of grace until we enter into His paradise. We are in the midst of the tribulations of this world, but the Father sent His Son, who ascended and returned, and will come again in glory. In the name of that Holy Trinity, He has overcome the world. So take heart and be of good cheer, for Christ has overcome the world. To Jesus be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, you never refuse the cries of your children. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask for your help and protection for the good of our families, our neighbors, our church members, our rulers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our pastors, and our overseers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you have founded your church as a place of prayer beside the waters of holy baptism. Give your people hearts to hear your gospel message, with lips to offer their praises, and faith and readiness to give ourselves for your sake. Continue to bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Child Care Center, and Campus Ministry, and bless Pastor Mark Manti and his wife Megan as they serve as missionaries in Uganda. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, keep your holy church undefiled from all that is detestable and false. Embolden pastors to guard her gates and to welcome those who draw near in faith. Bring the rulers of this world into your church to glorify you according to your good and gracious will. And grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you be with all those who serve in the governing authorities of our nation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give peace to the homes and enliven us by Christ's resurrected life. Let the forgiveness of sins reign among husbands and wives, parents and children, and assure those who live alone that they too are your children, upheld by your right hand. This week, be with those who celebrate their baptism into Christ, Natasha Richards, Gabe Stecker, Pastor Jacob Galbert, Dale Hartman, David Hartman, Lauren Law, Pastor David Bennett, Lucy Rogers, Rhonda Hines, Chris Lee, Avery Davis, Barbara Anderson, and Brenda Hartman, and those who celebrate their wedding anniversaries, Melanie and Brian Clagg, Greg and Leah Haxton, Mike and Tammy Stecker, Ron and Ruth Barnes, Tabitha and Jeffrey Bachman, Dan and Lindsay Sheff. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, give wisdom to our leaders in government. Protect police officers, emergency personnel, disaster relief. Be with the members of our armed forces as they serve our country. Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Ricardo Batanga. And we also pray for peace and an end to the war in the Ukraine as you defend their freedoms. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, hear our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus. In his name we cast all our burdens upon you. Hear the cries for healing for Jennifer Huntley and her baby Joy, Jean Faulkner, Jean Brinkheader and Grace Rawley, Kent Christner, Steve Ament and Claire Jones, Melody Lechtenberg, Darlene Miedrick and Raymond Sundelbach, Candy Darmody, Chris Henderson, Dwayne Rosowski, and Joe Waller. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We thank you for our daily bread. Be with all those suffering with difficulties in tornadoes and weathers and fires. We thank you for the rain. Provide for the crops of the earth for our daily bread. And as we receive the Lord's body and blood today, may we continue in the true confession of the faith. For into your hands we commit all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We ask at this time that you fill out the ritual of friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering. Service of Sacrament, page 208. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord. Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns through all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death, and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with the angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy God of Sabaoth, the Lord, heaven with full of rain, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you prepare for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, from the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, you
and soul to life everlasting. depart in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
page 211, we stand to sing. Keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.